I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. What a joy it is once again to welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a good life today to know Him as Savior and to be living for Him, to let Him guide our lives and to help us to be more perfect through Him. It's not that we've arrived, but God's working on us as saved people, and one day we're going to see Him because we have trusted Jesus as our Savior. We become, if I could say this, more perfect every day, but we're not perfect, and we won't be until this old vile body is gone and we have a new body fashioned like our Lord's. Well, today we want to look at a very important subject, and it's a subject that many people stay away from because they think it's something that is not good. The subject is something that they think is creepy. I don't know how they can think that, because what we're going to speak about today is Christ's blood, the precious blood of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Without shedding of blood is no remission. We're going to look at that in just a moment. You know, we may know more about and more perfectly what the precious blood of Christ has done for us when we call to mind the following seven things that I'm going to share with you right now. First of all, the blood of Christ averts the judgment of God against sin, as the blood of the Paschal Lamb did on the night of the Passover. Remember back in Exodus chapter 12, it talks about the Passover, how that the death angel would come through there and kill the firstborn. But in Exodus 12 and 13, it says, "And the blood shall be to you a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." And that's the way it is when the blood of Christ is applied to us. When we ask Him to come into our hearts, the blood is applied, and death has no more dominion over us. Oh yes, one day this body will die, unless Jesus comes back first. One day this body will die, but I will not suffer what's called the second death. I've been born twice, that I should only die once. That's the physical death. The blood of Christ has made it possible for me to live forever. My soul will live forever in enjoyment, in bliss, in peace with my Heavenly Father and my Savior, Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ averts the judgment of God against sin. Sin hath no more dominion over me. Sin is not going to kill my soul because Jesus has made my soul alive through His blood. Not only does the blood of Christ avert the judgment of God, but it converts the one who believes in the substitute, even as the blood of cleansing changed the position and condition of the cleansed leper. In Leviticus 14:14, it says there, "And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, upon the great toe of his right foot." And if you look in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Just as the leper was cleansed, people are cleansed today from that sin curse. They're cleansed because of the blood of Christ. Through the blood, we are converted. The one who believes in the substitute is converted by the Lord. You're converted by the blood of Christ. not only does the blood avert the judgment of God, not only does it convert the one who believes in the substitute, that's Jesus Christ, but the blood of Christ also inverts or reverses the position we once had in the world. Instead of being of the world, we are now separated from it. Even as God said to Pharaoh about Israel in Exodus chapter 8 and verse 23, he said, "And I will put a division," in other words, redemption, "between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." He would make a division. He would make a difference between the people, his people, and the people of Pharaoh. And that's the way it is with the saved people today. God makes a difference between us. There is a division. We are different from the world. The blood of Christ also inserts us in a new place. Even as the blood of the covenant enabled Moses and the 70 elders to draw nigh and see the God of Israel, according to Exodus 24, verses 5 through 10. No man has seen God at any time and lived at any time. But the Bible says that one day we're going to see God because of the blood of Christ, just as the 70 elders and Moses were able to live. They drew nigh unto God, and they lived because of the blood. The blood also asserts the blessing of pardon. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." The blood asserts the blessing of pardon. It also asserts the blessing of peace. Colossians 1:20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." The blood asserts the blessing of pardon, the blessing of peace, and the blessing of power. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Asserts power. The blood also asserts purity. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin." And we also see that the blood asserts us when it comes to heaven. 1 Peter 1 verses 4 through 5 says, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, and the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." The blood of Christ makes us fit for heaven. We're not fit on our own. We are fit by and through the blood of Christ. Well, the blood of Christ also exerts. In other words, there's a lasting effect. It's a powerful influence in its practical bearing because it kills sin. In Romans 6, verses 9 through 11, it says, "Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord." The blood of Christ kills sin. The blood of Christ slays self. In 2 Corinthians 5:15, the Bible says, "And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him who died for them and rose again." And then finally, in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, the Bible says this, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Jesus Christ made Himself of no reputation. What about us? The blood of Christ can help us overcome that pride that we have in our lives that would hinder us from being the witness for the Lord that we need to be today. Do you know Him as your Savior? Have you trusted the blood of Christ? Don't be ashamed of the blood of Christ. Don't think it's something that's dirty. Don't think of it something as creepy. You need to realize that the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. You may think that you are a person who could never be saved because of your background, because of the things that have happened to you in your life and the things you've done. But I've got good news for you today. The blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. But the blood of Christ has to be applied to you. And the way that is applied to you is by asking Him to come into your heart, receiving Him as your Lord and Savior. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. That's through His blood. We have to go through the cross. In other words, the cross where His blood was shed. We look to the cross. Then we look to Him as He was buried. And then we look to Him, Jesus, as He was raised from the dead. He ever lives to make intercession for you and I, for the lost people of this world, for the saved people of this world. Jesus lives, and because He lives, you can live today. Ask Him to come into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Please come into my heart and save me. I accept what You've done for me on the cross of Calvary. I know You're no longer there. You're with God the Father, and You're there to make intercession for me today and to save me. Because I'm asking You to come into my heart, I'm willing to turn from my sin. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for dying for me on the cross of Calvary. Thank You for living. Thank You for being with the Father today. If you'll pray a prayer like that, the Lord will save you today because you have trusted what He said in His Word, that if you will come to Him, He will in no wise cast you out. Come to Him today. And as a saved person, why not trust Him to take your life and to make you what you should be? And that is the person who is proclaiming Jesus as Savior, and that people would see in you Jesus Christ. You can't imitate Him. You've got to let Him shine in your life. You are a reflector of the light. You are to bring honor and glory to our Lord, asking to help you today. Well, it's been a real joy being with you today, and let me thank you once again for joining me for It's a Good Life. Let me invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. On the website, you'll be able to download a transcript of this program free of charge. And we're so grateful to Bible Transcripts, and those folks are serving God, BibleTranscripts.com. If you have something that you need transcribed, let me encourage you to go to BibleTranscripts.com. Also, look at our website, lrwm.org. On the website now, you'll be able to download a transcript of this program, and you'll be able to listen to this program once again. But let me encourage you also to write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. It's been a joy being with you. Until you hear me say, It's a Good Life, once again, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer. For the Lord.